I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back. And obviously, it's the last episode for the 2023 year season and everything else that goes with it. So hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are. Hopefully you had a fantastic Christmas if you celebrate it. And you know what? Just enjoying the holidays anywhere in the world, wherever you are. So great to have you back with us for this week. And you know what? We'll be talking about some probably highs and lows. What Nolan and I kind of see is the reality of baseball right now. And I don't think it's just because it's the holiday season either. Kind of the trickle-down effect or the impact of Shohei, the Dodgers, Yamamoto, and the rest of the free agents, the rest of the teams. Obviously, we talked about it last week as well, the Bally Network with the TV rights. Just a lot of turmoil that seems to be going on right now. They're trying to keep it under the radar, obviously, in that low-key. But we're going to talk about all that type of stuff, and we'll answer the curtain call questions as well. And thank you for sending them in to us. As always, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, dirtbags, and that's what it's all about. So before we get going with the segment one, we do have to give our shout-out, as always, to our friends over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the Rip Grip Pro hitting training aid for your training development on hitting side of things. Great product. Thank you for being a part of the show, part of our training program that we work with players abroad and locally. And you know what? Check them out at ripgrippro.com. Trust Solomon and his team will get you hooked up, helped out. Feel free to contact me directly on Facebook or Instagram to talk about it if you want. Find out more information at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And, of course, our favorite throwing training aid, the Rope Trainer. And, of course, you can get in contact with me the same way to talk all about it and find out why I believe in it so so immensely as a pitching development, a throwing development for kids from beginners to the pros and everywhere in between. It's just arm health in this day and age that we talk about, and it's a vital tool to have in your baseball bag, just like your cleats, your helmet, and everything else that goes with it. So, dirtbags, sit back and get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're excited about it. And again, like I said at the top, we're going to be talking about a variety of things from the highs to the lows of the last year. And you know what? That's what baseball is. So get ready to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right. The tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Staples and HP want you to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Now, during Staples holla-deals, you can save up to $115 on the HP Smart Tank 6001 all-in-one printer with up to 2 years of original HP ink right in the box. Plus, find savings of up to 40% on select HP computers and monitors. Happy holla-deals from Staples and HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Smart Tank offer ends 12/23. HP Tech offers end 1/6/24. Visit staples.com/HP for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you got for us?
So the Yoshinobu deal finally got finalized today. 12-year, $325 million with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Obviously, that's the move made possible by Mr. Shohei Ohtani deferring all his money. That gives them a very solid 1-2. Kind of based on what we know about Yoshinobu and everything like that. Obviously, he hasn't pitched an inning in the major leagues. Comes over, sets the new contract high for a pitcher, surpassing Gerrit Cole by $1 million, not in terms of annual average, obviously, but just in terms of total money made. Obviously, everybody kind of knows what that signing could potentially be. Right now, in theory, he's still a prospect, even though he has played professional. Everybody saw him in the World Baseball Classic stage. Hasn't pitched an inning yet in the major league, so that's why I'm still qualifying him as a prospect. But I mean, that guy right now, he's got to be the odds-on betting favorite for the National League Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, obviously, if they're trying to put any negative on it at all, it's the 2 points, right? Not huge in stature, and obviously, like most of the Japanese, on the pitcher side of thing, but the players as well. Just getting really acclimated with what a major league season is and what it entails. So, you know, we've heard a little bit of rumblings over the last week of do they do a 5-man rotation? Do they do a 6-man rotation to keep his innings down, to keep his, pitch count hopefully down in control, just to see what he's really capable of in the MLB season. And time will tell. I mean, hey, to look at him raw, like you said, Nolan, looks like a beast. You know what? His size, stature, maybe, or whatever in that, but Pedro Martinez comes to mind for me. And look what he did. Again, I'm not saying he's Pedro Martinez. I'm saying size and stature.
Hey, this kid's fastball and his curveball play like Pedro's, though. Like, he's got some good stuff. Now, I get Pedro had the nasty changeup, but yeah, I can see that comp very easily. Like I said, small sample size that we got to see him play at. But, I mean, when you saw him play in the World Baseball Classic, you're like, yeah, this dude's different. Like, he's going to slide in and be a legitimate ace, and I think for a long time in the major leagues.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, 25 years old, like they said, takes you from, 50 million contracts that you used to see for Japanese pitchers coming over or whatever, 4 years, that type of stuff, going all the way to the 10, 12 years to the 325. I mean, obviously they're doing it on age. They're doing it on projectability. Hey, you know what? On paper, makes the Dodgers look great. Reality will start when pitchers and catchers report. And then obviously when the season starts.
Former Dodger, now Detroit Tiger, Shelby Miller, 1 year, $3 million deal. Incentives can kick it up to that's a club option. That can make it $4.25 million in 2025. I personally love this signing, man. I mean, I know we talked about it the past couple of weeks with the Kansas City Royals going all in pretty much to try and win the AL Central. The Detroit Tigers have had a very good offseason, too. Now, I get that they lost Eduardo Rodriguez, tough pill to swallow. You replace him with Jack Flaherty, obviously lesser talent in terms of what your floor is going to be. But I think the ceiling for Flaherty is a lot higher than what Eduardo Rodriguez is capable of. But, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get out of Flaherty. But Shelby Miller, man, obviously, last year with the Dodgers, 1.71 ERA, 0.91 whip, 42 Ks and 36 appearances. The 42 innings that he pitched last year were his highest total since 2019, which is ridiculous to think about. Because, I mean, when that guy came up to the bigs with the Cardinals once upon a time, like, I thought that he was going to be a legitimate starting pitcher. I mean, obviously, so did the Atlanta Braves, so did the Arizona Diamondbacks when they made their trades, respectively. Obviously, Shelby Miller for Jason Hayward to Atlanta. And then, obviously, I mean, Atlanta Braves just ran away with that trade at the end of it. I mean, they traded Shelby Miller for Dansby Swanson. And obviously, Dansby helped them out a heck of a lot more than Shelby ever could have.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You don't know what you're going to get out of him because he just hasn't really taken off to the projection that he was supposed to. But I like it for a couple of reasons. Tradability at the deadline. You made the comp with Kansas City Royals. That's the first thing that I thought of as well was, you know what? Hey, Detroit's making subtle little, quiet little possibilities happen for that organization. And I like the fact that he's coming over from the Dodgers for the Tigers, because you're looking at a young team, right? Torkelson, you saw what he did though over the last two, almost 3 months when he really, really settled into that offensive side of the lineup. So he's got to go ahead and now take the baton from Miguel Cabrera. And he more or less did that towards the end and stuff like that. So you look at the amount of young players on that team that need those quality free agents or whatever that have been in the playoffs, know what it takes to grind out a season, prepare every day, and get the job done. I like that one with the Shelby Miller as well coming over from the Dodgers. One I'd like to see them go out and get to fill in that is a Whit Merrifield. I'd like to see them go out, the Tigers, and get him because, again, playoffs with the Jays, pretty good. He's seen the growth with the Royals before the Jays.
Going to say he's got familiarity in the AL Central, exactly. So he knows what it takes.
I'd like to see them going back that up with a Whit Merrifield right now. A little bit of seniority, great experience, knows how to hit. He's been there, knows how to steal still. I mean, obviously the numbers are coming down, but he knows that part of the game, right?
Yeah, no, he's a smart base runner. He's a good veteran presence. I mean, he's not going to be demanding a five-year, six-year deal like some of these other guys. I think you could realistically get him for around 3 years, probably about $50 million. I want to say $50 to $60 million, somewhere in that range, just based on kind of what he is as a player. But I mean, that would be a great signing for him. Obviously, a guy that can play a few different positions.
Exactly, exactly. Play a little infield, play a little outfield, offset those young guys. But again, just continue that growth. So you nailed it. I that was the first thing I thought of as I'm starting to watch them fill out that roster and lineup. Is hey. Little quiet Kansas City Royals, two teams in the AL Central working on that and doing it. Good for you, Tigers.
Now you got Mitch Garver signing a 2-year, $24 million deal with the Seattle Mariners. Personally, I love this move. Obviously, him and Cal Raleigh, big dumper, they're going to have some sort of tandem. I don't know what it's going to be exactly. Obviously, I think both of them are going to DH, and I think both of them will catch primarily when they're not in the everyday starting lineup, right? But, I mean, you're looking at it, right? Obviously, Garver's just a right-handed hitter where Dumper's he's a switch hitter. But, I mean, I love that move personally because that's a guy that's going to hit about 280, 290. He's got some good pop in his bat. Obviously, familiarity with the AL West, having spent last year with the Texas Rangers. But I think that that was a fantastic move by them, locking up a quality backup catcher with a great offensive upside.
Like you said, a catcher being the general for one, helping in the backside, and then obviously the Twins and having to fight with them for those years or whatever in the AL Central. Now you go to the Rangers, you get the World Series title or whatever in that. Like you said, he can catch for you. He can DH a little bit for you or whatever in that. He's not going to have phenomenal numbers or whatever in that. But that experience, and let's be honest, right? That's where the Mariners are at right now. 2 years ago in the playoffs, last year fighting for it, came back, rode the back of Julio Rodriguez, the face of the franchise right now. But now you got a good little piece of a supporting cast around him, and away you go. There's another guy I just talked about or whatever, and out of Whit Merrifield in there too. Doesn't cost them a whole lot or whatever, and that gives them a little bit of infield, outfield. I could see him dropping there as well or whatever and stuff like that. And again, another quality guy, but that's hungry to get past round one of the playoffs or the wild card.
Well, and especially when you look at that team primarily built up of lefties, I think. Like, he's a good move. I mean, Witt can go realistically wherever you want to, but Garver, obviously, I think that was a fantastic move. Like I said, man, if you get two good catchers, and I get that Garver's not going to be a 80-plus game starting catcher in the major leagues, but you got to have a good backup catcher, and especially with his offensive upside, like, that was a fantastic move by them, because those are two guys now that can very easily play 140 games in the season and spell each other off, like I said. So I got no problem with that. Jumping over to the Chicago White Sox. And this has been my favorite move of the offseason, even though it makes literally zero sense for the Chicago White Sox to do this. But Martin Maldonado, one-year deal. I love Martin Maldonado. I love what that guy does for a pitching staff. I love the things that he brings. For you to get him for a one-year deal, great move by the Chicago White Sox. But at the same time, I don't understand why you make that move for a guy like Martin Maldonado. Just because the rumors are you guys are trying to sell off. Don't go out there and get Martin Maldonado to try and win a World Series. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Biggs. And before the break, Nolan gave the Maldonado to the White Sox. I agree with you, Nolan. Very interesting sign. Obviously, you're going to get zero out of offense out of him. I don't know. I guess it works both ways, potentially, for a Dylan Cease. You know, maybe he's the guy that catches Dylan Cease to get him back on track if they don't end up ultimately trading him. If they do trade him, he's obviously a tremendously educated defensive catcher to help out young guys that they do get for him. So on that side of it, very interesting, like you said, signing, potentially a great, great signing to be able to go either way for me. Dylan Cease continue the maturation of him, or if you do trade for a bunch, hey, go ahead, and you got a guy back there to anchor it and help develop those guys just like he did for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, jumping over to the Toronto Blue Jays now. Obviously, they made their first couple of moves of the offseason. Kevin Kiermaier re-signs on a one-year $10.5 million deal, and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on a two-year $15 million deal. The Isaiah Kiner-Falefa deal, I do not get that whatsoever. The Kevin Kiermaier one, I think that that's a little bit of an overpay. I would have had him at about $8.5 million. But, I mean, obviously, right now, with the way that Canadian expenses are, you got to pay up. So, I mean, Kevin Kiermaier, I love that signing. I thought that he was a great fit in the locker room last year. He's a guy, obviously, he's going to play Gold Glove caliber center field again, rated out in basically the 95th percentile and everything across the board in terms of defense. He's a guy, obviously, like I said, tons of familiarity with it. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he's a guy that has familiarity with the AL East, brings positional versatility that I think ultimately the writing's on the wall for a Whit Merrifield, just in terms of, okay, hey, listen, this is going to be our guy one way or the other. Don't know what position he's going to play, though.
Well, I mean, if you're a Jays fan, that's a big transition from a month ago, less than a month ago, three weeks ago, right? Like you know, again, I haven't even bothered opening up Google or looking on any of the social media or anything like that. They're two players that they are what they are. Are they difference makers? No, they're not. Kevin Kiermaier still did phenomenal as far as defense last year. And you know what? He had an above average year offensively as well. But he's not going to put them over the top or whatever and stuff like that. It just kind of solidifies them to see if there might be a trade out there down the road. They could still be on Bellinger. I don't know. We'll talk about that later on. You just don't know, right? Isaiah, yes, he gives them that depth. And I don't know. Maybe they've got guys working on the trade for, you know, Biggio still, Espinal, some of those young guys. Maybe they're just trying to look at how they go about that. Maybe they go out and get another pitcher still and really solidify and anchor the pitching side of it and go that way and try to be the best team they can. Because again, we touched on it last week. I mean, if you're in the AL, you're not loving life, but you're certainly enjoying life that the two biggest free agents of this season went to the NL. So you're feeling good about that. We touched a little bit on the Orioles last week. It doesn't force them to have to make a move yet. They can wait until closer to, you know, spring training, see how their health is going through there. They may make a move before or whatever or not. I still look to the Yankees to make a move. The Red Sox, been there all offseason. We still don't know where they're going, what direction they're leading. They're not that far away on the AL East side of things. We talked about the Central. Kansas City, Detroit making real subtle little moves, but real nice little moves. AL West, you're seeing Seattle. Texas has been quiet. I think, you know, it's just for the Jays to all of a sudden go that way, I'm sure as their fan base are going, what the heck is happening? They're going to get energized. They're going to get pushed, I would think, over the next month and a half before pitchers and catchers show up for spring training. How far it goes, how far they tip, who knows? I mean, again, they're the management. They're the ownership. They don't have to do anything if they don't want to. But I'm sure there's, you know, yes, it's two little moves, but they're very, what do you say, right?
Well, I mean, we talked about it off air, right? And so far to this point, I mean, you hear it, well, you just get sick of hearing it up here in Toronto, obviously. Like, the fact that the Jays year in, year out are tied to every single big free agent, they never end up getting any of them. It's just like you just shake your head and you're like, what the heck's the media doing? But, I mean, we talked about it off air, right? And if the Jays were serious about going all in, you get on the phone with the Milwaukee Brewers and you get all their guys that are basically on the one-year contracts, right? You get your Willy Adames, you get your Corbin Burns. And obviously, they had rumors with Christian Yelich. Christian Yelich would come in. He'd be their DH. He wouldn't be a starting outfielder in that lineup. But those would be great moves. I don't know what the package would be that you'd have to give up. But Adames and Burns are on 1 year left in their contract. So, I mean, you got to assume it wouldn't be a huge haul that you'd have to give up back in return. Obviously, it would start with Ricky Tiedemann, like one of their top prospects in the Jays farm system. But, I mean, they have a package there somewhere to go out there and get a guy. Like, you're going to kick in Alek Manoah in any sort of trade you do, because I just can't see him pitching again for the Toronto Blue Jays. As much as people want to say that that's still a possibility, to me it's not. I think the writing was on the wall based on the conversations that kind of we heard, like, all throughout August and September, of him more or less just saying, no, screw you guys, I'm not interested in going down to the minor leagues and working on my stuff. I'm either a major league pitcher or I'm not a pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. I think that there's a move to be made out there with a Manoah, with a Tiedemann. If I'm the Jays, that's where you got to go, because the fan base right now, they're expecting so much. Just because, like you said, I mean, you're tied to Cody Bellinger, you're tied to Shohei Ohtani, you're tied to Yoshinobu Yamamoto, you're tied to, well, basically every big free agent. Yeah, Matt Chapman, I mean, in some capacity still. Like, they got to make a move in order to keep the fan base entertained, because otherwise they're just going to lose it completely.
Well, let's go ahead and change it up then, Nolan. We got 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's go ahead. I mean, all kinds of questions coming in this week or whatever and that. What has happened to free agents seems to be the common denominator. You got Shohei, you got Yamamoto, and now all of a sudden crickets. I don't think it's just completely because it's holiday season. Teams need players, but Snell, there's been nothing.
I think it was so unique in the fact that basically you have these like the amount of Japanese players that came over, and every single one of them, it's only on a 45-day posting fee. So, I mean, you're looking at it, and you got obviously Yoshinobu, who obviously was the top international free agent this year. You had Shohei Ohtani, who, I mean, that was in of itself a unicorn situation. But the fact that, like you said, there wasn't any sort of movement prior to, really, like, obviously the Cardinals made significant moves to increase or to improve their pitching rotation. There's some air quotations around that, because I don't really know if it's an improvement outside of obviously getting Sonny Gray. But, like, outside of the Cardinals really pushing it out in November, there wasn't a heck of a lot of moves before that. And then obviously Yoshinobu, you got Shoto Imanga, Yuki Matsui, who ended up signing with the San Diego Padres on a 5-year, $28 million deal. There's a couple other guys out there, like Japanese players, that they basically have until, I think it's the first week or second week of January. And I don't know if that's the exact answer, but I mean, to me, that's kind of the vibe that I'm getting, is just because of the quality of Japanese players that came over this offseason. Instead of there being one like there usually is, where you get your Yu Darvish, you get your Daisuke Matsuzaki, you're obviously Seiya Suzuki a couple years ago,
Yamamoto. Yoshida.
Yoshida, yeah, thank you. And yeah, so I mean, you're like, Blake Snell, the fact that he hasn't been signed yet genuinely surprises me. Cody Bellinger, even to some extent, I figured that he would have signed. But I think at the same time, some of these guys must just have completely unrealistic asks. Like we talked about off the air, I mean, you get Cody Bellinger asking for 10 years. He's not a 10-year guy.
Yeah, I think that's it. Is it that they saw those two contracts and they know that they're not on the 300 plus million level with them, but they're 8-year contracts they're expecting. I'm talking about, you know, Bellinger and Boris, obviously, or whatever, Chapman, Snell. Do you think they got caught up in it or whatever? And their agents were just saying, you know what, you're not worth that. Maybe, well, they're never going to say that to their player, obviously, in that. But you know, you're maybe not at that level. But yeah, you're 200 plus million in that. That's an automatic. And the teams have just pulled it in, and they're letting it just kind of rev up again. Obviously, January, we've got the Hall of Fame induction and stuff like that. Got a few things going on. But do you think teams are just slow, or do you think teams are just like, there's not a chance, I'm not going there with you?
I think Snell's the only one that can reasonably ask for the contract that Yoshinobu's getting. Just because Snell's not particularly old either. Like, I mean, he's only 30. And you're looking at him, I mean, he's got the MLB resume. Obviously, everybody kind of knows what he is as a pitcher. He's won two Cy Youngs, though. Like, so if I'm him, absolutely, I feel like I can ask for that. But at the end of the day, you got to come back down to earth and realize, okay, hey, I'm probably a six-year, hundred and... Well, I'll say he's comparable to Carlos Rodon in terms of what he should get for a contract. Like, that six-year, about $170 million, I think, would be the perfect contract for him. But, I mean, his agent's probably sitting there and whispering in his ear, hey, listen, Yoshinobu just signed 12-year, 325. I think you're worth 8 years, I don't know, 250?
Yeah.
Something like that. But in my opinion, I don't see him as any better than Carlos Rodon. They're very similar in terms of what they bring. Obviously, I mean, Blake Snell has the two Cy Youngs, so he is better. But I'm just saying, like, realistically, that's kind of the best comparison that I can make. Both lefties, both throw hard. Good stuff when they're healthy, but...
Well, and I think you can go there with him too, Snell, with Rodon, because a lot healthier, right, overall. A couple of issues along the career or whatever, but so minor compared to Rodon or whatever and that. So I don't think you can go ahead and say, oh, look, what happened with the Yankees and him and that. It didn't work out in year one and da-da-da-da-da.
No.
I don't think it's that level, so I think you are. It's a comparable place to start anyways, and you know what, see where you go north or south of that. But absolutely, I've just been surprised. So we're going to keep talking about it after the break, Dirtbags. So we'll be right back here in a second.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holodeal. That's right, holodeal. Staples holodeals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holodeals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right, the tastiest and most nutritious guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And if you need a little more pep in your step, get yourself a refreshing Peppermint Frosty Cream Cold Brew. Or you can give it to your mom. Whatever.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Vanilla Frosty is temporarily unavailable.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange Juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Welcome back to Biggs, and before the break we were talking, we already started the curtain call questions, and talking about Bellinger and Chapman, and Nolan was ending up with Blake Snell and wondering why he wasn't there yet or whatever, and I mean, we're both, we're not really surprised, but we're just like all of you out there in that, we're wondering what's happening, how big the discrepancy is and stuff like that, and I think it's going to continue with those guys. I think for Bellinger, we've talked a little bit about it in the past, Nolan, and that, but I think with just the issues of rookie of the year, MVP, injury, bounce back.
The Chris Bryant effect.
Yeah. Great call. Chris Bryant right there. You know what? Yes, social media was trying to push the Cubs and the Blue Jays on Bellinger and that. And early on, they had different people or whatever until the Yankees did the Soto trade and stuff like that. But I think most teams are thinking realistically on that, right? If you're starting to push out 10 years, 200 plus million, 8 years, 200 plus million, you got to take a step back and say, you know what, dude, you know what, whether I love you or I only like you, I got to be realistic at some point or whatever in that. I need you to put another year together like that. And so for me, I'm looking at him coming back on, I think he can get a 3 to maybe a 4 year deal when it's all said and done, or he may go completely the other way and have to go 1 year again. He may have to go 1 year again. And again, I get it. Still early, still got, 3 months really before it kicks off, even through spring training and stuff. But Chapman's a little interesting though. If we jump over to him, I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Because there's no injury. Obviously, the offense isn't as good as the defense, but he's still going to put up 20 plus. The Yankees, they keep talking about it. I don't know if that happens for Matt Chapman. I'm not just sure because, again, they're at that tax.
There's only probably 5 teams in baseball that don't need a Matt Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what that guy does defensively, offensively, whatever, you bat him 6-7 and you're perfectly happy with it. You know he's going to be about 250, 260, 20-plus bombs, 80-plus RBIs, and play gold-glove caliber defense at third base. That's what I'm saying. There's probably only 5 teams out there in baseball that wouldn't say, hey, we need this guy to be our everyday third baseman. Like, obviously, his contract, to me, I don't know what he's asking for, but that's been the biggest surprise in my opinion. Because he should have signed for at least like a 6-year, $120 million deal, $125 million deal. Because that's what he is as a player. He can't be asking for $25 million bucks. He's not that good offensively.
Do you think he's had conversations around the league, him and his agents, and he has certain places where he just doesn't want to go to? He doesn't seem like that type of a player.
I mean, he went from Oakland to Toronto. So it's not like he can really say, hey, listen, I'm not comfortable playing in big cities. I'm not comfortable playing in small cities, right? Like, he's just got to be open to the idea of playing for a competitor, in my opinion.
Well, that's it. I look at him like a dirtbag, right? He's a dirtbag. He's a baller. He loves playing ball, so I can't really see him not wanting to go anywhere. I mean, they talk about California again, stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure the Angels would love to have him or whatever and that, but you got Rendon's albatross of a contract standing in his way, right? That.
No, that's $35 million bucks on the book.
So it takes him out of there. Oakland out. They've talked about San Diego or whatever, and that, and it might get done at the end of the day. I don't see that though,
because of Manny Machado.
I don't either. And so then you go north of that, and you go up to San Francisco, and same thing. Big yard, big park. I don't know if he wants to play there or not in that tough division. I don't know, but again, he's a baller at the end of the day.
I mean, based on kind of what we heard, he would be open to going back to the Bay Area. Like, he loved his time in Oakland, but
absolutely.
But yeah, like, that's kind of the way that I look at it, right? It's just like one of those ones that you just shake your head and you're like, I don't know why a deal hasn't gotten done with this guy.
Maybe the Dodgers have talked to him about a deferral plan as well.
Yeah. No, like I said, I threw out the Colorado Rockies there earlier because that's a move that makes a lot of sense to me. Obviously, Brian, you got him out in left field. They need an upgrade at third base. Obviously, that Urijuris Montero didn't work out for them, the guy that they got back from the St. Louis Cardinals. So, I mean, that's one that, like you said, I don't know how comfortable he is going to the NL West now with the Dodgers loading up the way that they did. But at the same time, like, there's tons of teams out there that need a guy like that. Like, I mean, I can't see the Cardinals going out there and getting him. But obviously, like with the Nolan Arenado connection, I mean, there's got to be at least a possibility. I just don't know what his role would be with the Cardinals. So that's what I'm saying. There's probably only like five teams in baseball that couldn't use Matt Chapman.
So let me ask you this one coming in. How much, if any, has the Dodgers situation to this point in the offseason for 2023, moving into 2024 and exponential years ahead, how have you seen it impact baseball to this point? Do you think these non-signings are impacted where teams have just gone and said, the heck with it? I'm not even bothering. This is just ridiculous. Or do you think they just had to re-talk as an organization, reevaluate as organizations, and figure out the best ways moving forward before they start jumping into the rest of these free agents?
Did the Mets win the World Series the past 2 years? Nope. Have the Dodgers won the World Series in a full season? Nope. I don't think it affects anything. I'd still take the field over the Dodgers any day of the week. Like, I get that, yeah, the Dodgers did what they did, but at the same time, there's 15 other teams that can face the Dodgers in the World Series. If the Dodgers do end up making it that far, and dirtbags, you all know my opinion on Dave Roberts. That guy is good enough to get them to the CS, and that's about it. I get that they've been to the World Series under his tutelage. I get that they've won a World Series in the pandemic-shortened year, but, like, baseball's baseball, man. That's still a grueling series that you got to play.
Let me ask
and
you
I
this.
And I still think the Atlanta Braves are the best team in the NL.
So let me ask you this, then. Did the Dodgers put more pressure on the league as a whole or on themselves as a whole? Hey, we already know that they're going to make their money back tenfold off of those two signings. They've already made them back off of sales and everything else. So let's just talk about baseball specifically, not business, baseball. Did they put more pressure on themselves to have to win?
So that's a 50-50. Not just one World Series. That's a 50-50, right? So yeah, like you said, not just one World Series. Obviously, it's got to be multiple World Series. You only win one World Series in the duration of Shohei and Yoshinobu's contracts.
And
like,
Freddie.
That's a flaw.
And Betts.
Yeah. And I mean, Freddie hasn't won one there. Obviously, Betts won one his rookie year there.
That's right.
But I mean, like I said, that's a pandemic-shortened year. So that's an asterisk beside it because you don't go through the 162 grind. So, I mean, that's it. Like, they obviously put the pressure on themselves to win now. Like, there's no two ways about it. But at the same time, they put the pressure on the MLB and the MLBPA to come to an agreement in the next CBA on a gosh darn salary cap. Like, you need a salary cap for. If this is what teams are doing, and I get that people want the salary cap, period, but it's like, at the end of the day, like, if there's no floor and there's no cap, how are they going to come to an agreement? I get that Clark's an idiot, and I get that Rob Manfred's an idiot at the same time, but like those two guys, they need to come to some sort of agreement, and I get that owners and players, they have a tough time trying to buy into this fact, but every other sport has the salary cap, and the Dodgers doing what they do is not necessarily bad for baseball because we see teams routinely do this, and they never end up winning, but at the same time, it is bad for baseball in the fact that, hey, listen, like, we're just going to keep on trying to buy all these players and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's true, right? General manager, they've always said it, right? Organizations, owners, GMs, they fall in love with players and the projections and speculations or whatever and that, but it doesn't really mean that it's going to happen when it's on the field, on the ice rink, whatever your sport is or whatever. You still got to go out and perform day in, day out, right, to get the job done. So let's move forward. Let's say everything's all equal and stuff like that. Here's the next question. Who do you project as the next free agent signing?
That's tough. Like, we're just talking big name guys?
Yeah.
There's too many small guys that you could just very easily throw out a guy and hope for the best.
Who would be an eye catcher?
The actual upper echelon of remaining free agents, I'd have to say Shota Umaga. just because his posting fee's up in, what, a week and a half, basically. So, I mean, he's got to be the next one, in my opinion, that goes off the board. The guy with MLB experience that I would say would be the next one to go off the board would be Blake Snell. I think Blake Snell, based on the interest that he's generated over the past week between the Angels, between the Giants, between all these other teams, you know, the Giants have fallen basically second place in all these races. Obviously, they went out and got Younghoe Lee, but you're looking at it, and they obviously need another starting pitcher, and Shota, I mean, he's going to come in. He'll be a solid number two or number three anywhere he goes type of deal. So I could see him being the biggest of the internationals, and I could see Blake Snell being the biggest of the MLB guys.
Yeah, I like both those. Interesting that you said the Giants, too, because I think, you know, you put Blake Snell with Logan Webb. That's a nice righty-lefty combination or whatever and that.
And you saw the success that Carlos Rodon already had. And, like, I mean, that was my comp.
Yep.
So, like, those two guys, like Logan Webb and Carlos Rodon, they were probably the best 1-2 punch in baseball for a couple of years.
Who? Yeah, got it done. Go out and deal it, right? So, yeah, that's interesting for sure. All right, Nolan, let's jump over to upcoming event, obviously, in January, and that's the Hall of Fame inductions. You're always advocating and watching along and following the trackers and stuff like that. So we've got Beltre. I think, obviously, I think everybody out there, Dirtbags, can pencil him in to the Hall of Fame.
Minus a couple guys.
Right? For sure. For sure. Let's jump down to a very interesting one, Todd Helton. Does he get it done? Does he get over the top? For me personally, I think he deserves to be in there. I was able to get to watch him and see him. I know it's tougher for you because you didn't get to really watch him and see a lot of his ability in that as an older viewer, fan of the game.
Yeah.
But for me, absolutely, I think he's in.
Yeah. No, so Todd Helton, right? Like, here's the thing, right? Everybody wants to knock the Colorado Rockies hitters from trying to get into the Hall of Fame. But you're looking at it, and his splits were the best of any Colorado Rocky player probably ever. Like, in terms of an extended period of time, obviously, with the organization. And, like, that guy, man, no matter where he was, he just hit. And he hit, and he hit. So, to me, I mean, he is a Hall of Famer. I don't think anybody has received as close of a vote as last year without ever getting into the Hall of Fame. Because last year, I think he was 74.1 or something like that. He was above 73. I know that for a fact. I don't remember what his final number was. But this year, I mean, I hope he gets in. Obviously, he's a player very deserving. Like you said, Adrian Beltre. Right now, he doesn't have the 100%. But, I mean, obviously, I feel like he's going to get in. And then Joe Mauer, he's another guy. Joe Mauer's at the same as Todd Helton right now with 80.4%. I mean, it's only 15% of the public votes known. But either way, you're looking at it and you're like, okay, at least they're trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, I mean, I think no matter who you are as a fan, there's a attachment whether you're that team's fan or not, but to any player in any sport that does their whole career with one team, there's just a lot of character and quality to that player and that organization to be able to do it in that.
Well, it's the same as Kershaw. We talked about that last week with the legacy. Yeah, legacy, I mean, plays a fact.
Absolutely, right? So for me, exactly right. I can see Helton getting in this year at the end of the day. Unfortunately, I can't see Joe Mauer. We've talked about it. You know about it, Dirtbags, as well, or whatever. If you don't know about it, you know, tremendous first overall pick, Minnesota Twins, catcher, did everything for them, moved to first base early on to alleviate the knee issues and stuff like that. I just don't think the offensive numbers were there at the end of the day. Yes, high average, obviously, or whatever and that, but I can't see it being in there. So, Dirtbags, we will be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbex. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, Wander Franco. I mean, obviously, everybody kind of heard the rumors back in the summertime. Now the Dominican Republic, obviously, allegations coming out against him. Basically, it sounds like he's been asked to go to court to try and sort everything out. There's been a police issue or police warrant for him. I don't even know how the heck that one all played out, because basically from what I read online was they issued the warrant and he wasn't at either of his houses when the police tried to come. So I don't know if he's on the run or what the deal is. But either way, man, like, things don't look good for Wander Franco right now.
Not at all. So there you have it, Dirtbags. Nolan's final thoughts. So you know what? Hey, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. We appreciate it. Wherever you are listening to us, anywhere in the world, it's just so much fun having you part of the nation. And so for me, quickly, before I wrap things up, it's, you know what, set some goals for 2024. Set some personal goals. Have a vision. Build some structure, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, for this great game of baseball, and go out and make it happen. Every day you got to get up, you got to get after it, and you got to get dirty. You know that. And nobody else is going to help you with that. It starts with you, and then it branches out. If you're that dirtbag, everybody's going to follow your lead. So that's what I have for you as a final thought. And I never give the final thought, obviously, but that's mine for 2023 leading into 2024. So Rip Grip Pro, thank you very much for continuing to be a part of our programming, our show, our sponsors. If you are looking to sponsor or get advertisements or whatever and that, reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll be happy to hook you up and help you out and get some exposure for you for sure and promote your product or your training aid, whatever it is you happen to have. Love to explore it. Love to see it, the quality that you've invented and designed. If you're looking for Dirtbag apparel, head on over to our website, DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get you hooked up. Got lids, hoodies, shirts, whatever you need. So, Dirtbags, again, cannot thank you enough for what you do. Have a fantastic new year. Noel and I will be right back in 2024, and we're just going to keep this Dirtbag Baseball Nation growing because of you and for you. We live it, we breathe it, we die it. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.